Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, 4:9. We now begin discussing the question of when we find things, if we have to be afraid that they have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. So we start with talking about coins. Kol ha-ma'os ha-nimtsaim, any money that you find. Here the word ma'os is just referring to any kind of coin, gold, silver, or copper. If you find coins, harei elu chulin, you can assume safely that they are chulin coins, meaning there's no Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni here, and that applies throughout the year, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly Chutz La'aretz. The only exception is, not mentioned in the Mishnah, if we're talking about during the days of the Regel, during the days of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where people do come to Yerushalayim, and their marketplaces are flooded with Ma'aser Sheni coins, there, during the Regel, not before or after, but during the Regel, if one finds coins on the floor in Yerushalayim proper, one has to be afraid that since the majority of coins at that time in the city are Ma'aser Sheni coins, those coins would have Ma'aser Sheni status. Afil dinar zahav im hakesef im ma'os. This is true even if one finds a wallet, and in the wallet you have a gold coin and a silver coin and copper coins, let's say. So in the time of the Mishnah, this was not a normal thing to do. You wouldn't normally keep your gold, silver, and copper coins together in a single container. And therefore, it's sort of, there's some loose sign pointing or suggesting that this might be Ma'aser Sheni money. It doesn't matter. The Mishnah's point here is that you can assume safely this is, in fact, regular chulin and treat it as such. However, matza besochan cheres, if you find inside the little container that has the money, that little wallet that has the coins inside of it, and on that little, in that wallet, you find a pot shard, a little piece of clay, and on it, v'chasu v'lav, on the piece of clay, is written the word maaser. The word maaser is written there. Hareza maaser. We have to assume at that point that the contents of this container are indeed money that's invested with maaser sheni kedusha. And the word maaser here referring to maaser sheni, you might wonder who said it doesn't refer to maaser as in maaser rishon. The answer is, you're recalled that maaser rishon never applies to coins. In the time of the Mishnah, Ma'aser Rishon, that first tithe which is given to Levim, is always going on the produce itself. There's no reason why Ma'aser Rishon would be on a coin, no such thing like that. Don't get confused. Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, we have the custom, which probably is indeed just a custom, although those hold it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, of separating Ma'aser Ksafim, 10% of our income, onto coins and give them as charity, and they might have its that tzedakah of money might have its roots in the topic of Maestris, but in any case, in the time of the Mishnah, that wasn't going on, presumably, and therefore the word Maester must be just short for Maester Sheni, and therefore we assume the contents of this container that has coins in it with the little piece of pottery that says Maester is referring to the contents, meaning the coins, that they have Kedushas Maester Sheni.